Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You are about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Your house on the road. Will your house be strong? build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock. The winds will blow vehemently, but will your house stand strong? Oh, strong. Amen.
Honey, honey, I love you. Honey, honey, I need you. a lamp unto my feet. Thy word, O Lord, is a light to my path. Thy presence, I get understanding. Oh, therefore, hate every false way. How sweet are thy words, sweeter than
out.
will be established. And in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills. And all the nations shall flow into it. Glory shall be seen. Oh, 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 yeah. Gentiles shall come into your light and cling to the brightness of your rising. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Should be established, and in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hill, and all the nations, it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountain of the Lord's house should be established. Of the mountains, it shall be exalted above the hill, and all the nations shall go to it.
Prayer for yourself this morning. Ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to give me volume. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you and remove all the bass to touch your heart this morning. For the very few minutes we have left, ask Him to bless you. Pray for yourself that the word of God will have impact on your life and that you will live here with a blessing in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we honor you. We ask the Lord, let the entrance of your word give us light and understanding. We pray, O God, that your power will lead us. Your glory will lead us in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our midst. Let your glory come upon us. And Lord, as we listen to your word, may we live here with a blessing. And may we live here with a certain grace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And everybody say amen. Beautiful, take your seat, and I'll be preaching for a very short time, and then we will leave. Okay, we have a series of meetings to plan our conference that is coming. Put your hands together for the Lord. The conference is coming on the, what date, 25th, 26th, and 27th, all right? And then Reverend William will be coming from Kumasi all the way to be here with us. Okay. We're also going to have the Santa Maria branch. Okay. They'll also be joining us and a couple of churches around. So it's not something you should take yourself out. Okay. It is something that you have to join. And last week, by the grace of God, I wasn't in church. I am now a reverend. Put your hands together for the Lord. So those of you that you still call me Pastor Ike. Mami, if you call me Pastor Ike, I will not mind you. If you hear Pastor Ike, no. If your Pastor Ike, it has ended last Sunday. And on the now, if you have your birthday, I'll wear this one. I mean, for now, I look like a pastor. I look like a real man of God. Now, if you have your birthday, I'll wear this. If I wear this, it means it's a serious type. Yeah, if you see that I wear this, you know, something, it's either a wedding or funeral or what again? Birthday, Pujemo. What else? Oh, party day, I can't wear this one. This, if you wear, you can't do a lot of things. So if I wear, you can't eat, be drinking water around. Oh, if I wear it, I have to look like Holy Spirit. Yeah, hey, so the day I wear this, if it's your birthday, you tell me, and you bring cake, if I come, I'll wear this one. I don't know if you think it's a good idea. So that your ceremony will be nice. Yeah, so now, it's no more, Jojo, do you understand? It's no more what? So you say what? Reverend Ike. Put your hands together for Reverend. So, some of you are not happy that I'm a Reverend, but I'm a Reverend. It's whether you're happy or you're sad, I'm still a Reverend. Do you understand? I think we're in camp on Thursday, Friday. So, and then I think on the Friday, I was at Map when they came to join me. So, as we were having the camp, somebody said, hey, the thing cried that it was a pastor cry. We didn't see it up. Now that has become Reverend here. We are dead. It's the older people there. They are afraid. They are afraid. But you, I don't think, are you afraid of me? No, you're not afraid of me. Who said me yes? Face like your mother. Okay, so Ariel, who is there? Who is there? At the end of this. Okay, so it's like that. Okay, and as you're also growing up, one day you also become a lady pastor. Say amen. Yeah. If you work in the church, one day I didn't know. I was just told on Wednesday that I'll be a reverend on Sunday. I didn't know. I was just there. No, and then they said, I'm going to do reverend. Do you understand? So one day you'll be there. No, I said, you two are, now I can also make you a pastor. If I wear this one, if I pour oil on you and I say, from today, you are a lady pastor. They'll start calling you LP. God for Jesus. You just have to believe that. Yeah. So this one, I can do so many things. If your mother is going to do wedding, there's no pastor. I can't call me. But trauma nuclear. First, I can't do, but now, dear. I can do. Amen. So, I want you to work well. Okay, right now, we have passed the stage where we have to, you don't know what to do. And right now, we are working for the Lord. Say amen. Everybody, if you are a member of this church, you are supposed to be doing something. Is that what I'm saying, Claire? Yeah, it's not now. If today's your first time and then you were told that here when you come, we share toffee, it's a lie. I can show you the churches where they share toffee. Ask the people whether since they came to this church, maybe on the first day you were coming, you came to meet a birthday and then they gave you cake. It doesn't mean that's what we do every Sunday. Is that clear? Yeah. So everybody must put himself into something that we are doing, and we started with learning this book in the White Church. It's called Key Facts. So I'm wearing this one so that you know that I'm a reverend. But next week, it's not like every Sunday, this is what I'll be wearing. No, it's not. Next week, I won't wear it. But if the fact that I don't wear doesn't mean you don't call me reverend. If you call me Pastor Ike, if somebody is calling Pastor Ike, you are there, knock the person. The person, he's not called Pastor, he's called Reverend. You can tell your friend that your pastor, a friend, Reverend. Very soon, when I see me a bishop. Oh, you are not happy. Say, Reverend, yeah, now they'll kill us. Don't kill you. If you the people that I beat, they are people who misbehave. Some of you have, where is Penelope Abraham? Some of you have never beaten you before, but you say I've been beating you. You've carried me to your house. All your people in compound now, they say there's some pastor be beat children. I have not beat you. Okay, so today we are doing chapter 10, and it is called Grow as a New Believer by Fellowshipping Regularly. That's the title of what I'm preaching today. Grow as a New Believer. Everybody should get this book. Everybody should get this book. Grow as a New Believer. You see, this book is supposed to teach you how to behave as a Christian. How you must what? Behave.
The misbehavior is too much. Many of us cannot behave well. And put your hands together for my two choristers.
Yeah. Now, I don't think twice if I need a song to be sung. They sing it nicely. Yeah. And the choirs are growing. This choir, how many are you now? How many are you? 10. J Church is not part of. We are 10. You put how many? 9. 100. 10. 9. Small. And in 2 months coming, I'm going to do graduation for some people from J Church to join Y Church. We'll give them certificate and cross and a Bible. Yeah, it's a formal ceremony. No, they're not trying to wear this one. Hey, this one, the small thing, oh, I have to wear it. Oh, I shouldn't wear it. Hey, it's a semi-filly. It's a demon who sent me a reverend. I didn't know immediately. Me, if I don't see any place to wear it, in another shabba, sorry, kakra. To remind you, say, me go see a reverend. Okay, so you must grow. Listen to me. I'll be closing right now. As you are a Christian, listen to me. When I preach, you it's only the adult people. When I preach, you don't understand. But you are very intelligent. When I preach, you understand. Clap for yourselves. Yeah. As you are a Christian, okay, you must grow from a childhood. You see, when they gave birth to you, you were a baby. So you grow to become an adult. Do you understand? And by now, there are people here with pubic hairs. Yes, because you have grown. Now, as you are a Christian, you will also be growing. Now, one of the things as you are growing you must do is to fellowship regularly. When we say fellowship, we are talking about friends, fellows in a ship. Fellowship. We are in a ship. Now, let me tell you that in this church, listen to me, as we are inside, look at all the people sitting here, plus all the people sitting here, plus all the people. We are a family. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We are not church members. What concerns Princess? Yeah, Priscilla. Priscilla. Where's your twin brother? Why do you always sit at the back? Oh, we are a sinner. Yeah.
What concerns her concerns all of us. Is that clear? As you are in this church, she is your sister. Even though you don't write the same surname, she is your sister. He is your brother. Okay? Now, you know what it means when we are in the family. We fellowship together. We talk together. Even in the family, we quarrel. Look, in the family that there is no quarrel there, it's not a good family. Leave that family. And come and join my family. Once a while, your sister will knock you. Once a while, once something will happen. Some fight will happen in the house. Foolish girl. Who Toronto you? Yeah. I said, unless you are the only child. But if you are two, you fight. Yeah, and if you have a mother, every day, stop. Hey, I would die. You people are going to sell all of you. I've heard your mother talk like, everybody leave my house, pack your things. Yeah. That's one mother is sacking the people from the house. And the people called me. Her mother is sacking. I said, go back. She has sacked you. She said, she should pack and leave the house for you people. How can you, the mother, have sacked the children? If you are looking for somebody to sack, you sack yourself. And the children are in the house. Hallelujah. And so we must fellowship. Okay? It is very, very important that if you say that you are part of this church, it is not also not compulsory. Listen to me. It is not compulsory to be part of this church. Maybe let me make that statement clear. It's not compulsory at all. Are you hearing me? There are so many churches around. I am not the only pastor in town. I'm not joking. There are so, look, this perimeter. Do you understand perimeter? Just around from this side, like this, there are more than 16 churches even on this road coming up, you can count more than 8 churches. Why do you choose to be here? So, it is not compulsory to be a member of this church. So, if you say that you are a member of this church, it means that you are part of the family and you must learn to fellowship with your brothers and sisters in the church. Is this not clear?
Yeah. Psalm 68, verse 6.
Bible says that God put the solitary in families.
Psalm 68, verse 6. Somebody should read it if you have a very... Yes, stand up and read it. Psalm 68, verse 6. Say what?
God set the solitary in family.
Uh-huh. You're bringing out those who have... What is your own saying? He gives what?
He gives the desolated a home. Listen, as you are walking about it, look, I'm not your members of this church. No, you shouldn't be under pressure to say, if you're not a member, put your hand down. If you are a member of this church, show my hands again. If you are a member, it's not like I'm asking whether you want to be a member. But if this is your church, lift up your hands. If this is your church, lift up your hands. Yes. So God has put you in a family. You cannot say that you are in a family and you don't talk with your brother. No, it's not possible. They will call the elders and they will call you for a meeting. Hallelujah. Yeah. God settled the solitary in families. You must be part. Listen, if you don't have any church going there, be part of a church. Now, why was I asking you whether you are members of this church? You see, let me tell you, everybody here, what is in your house is the best. True of us. Yeah. You should see how you brag to your friends about a fridge in your house. A fridge that is not even working. But you tell your friend that, yeah, fridge now, yeah, you so know. Who did you show shame with the CR? Nan, I block. Chili kama. High sense. Yeah, you so high sense. So, you are tempted to say, who? Who you so the Nasco? Who? Nasco, they say, papa. Nasco, and your papa. You see, you brag to your friends about the things you have. Yeah. Me say, my papa the car be by massage. Yeah? So I can cause na traffic light to cry or what? Car not to miss some assault. Hey! And your friend who doesn't have car, he has opened the mouth. Hey! So last week, you see that your friend, he visited you because she wants to come and see the car. Hey! So you ask, you say, can we now see a head now? Oh, don't mind the body, mind the engine. You see, you brag to your friends. It's the same way as you are in the church. Speak positively about the church. You see, there are people who attend church and they speak bad about the church. Yeah. Some of you are sitting down here. You speak bad when we leave here and you go home. You carry the whole church to your house and you gossip at the age of 10. You quest at you. Sit around. You gossip about it. You gossip. Some of you, some of the things I hear you say about me, sometimes I wonder whether it is me. You gossip things that are not true. You say, all this is because when you do that, you cannot stay in the family. Yeah, that is an evil spirit. And when we came to church, Auntie Harriet took all our money from our pocket. And she said, you see, when you begin to talk like that, you better leave. That's why I'm asking you that. I was telling that it is not compulsory, Jennifer, to be here. Who said if you don't join UD, you not make it to heaven? You make it to heaven. It's not only UD people who go to heaven. Presby people will go to heaven. ICGC, they will go to heaven. Jesus camp, they will camp in heaven. EP, comma, Ghana. They will also be in Ghana.
EP, comma, Ghana. They will also be in heaven.
Is there no comma?
And there is comma. I've mentioned the thing I'm saying.
Yeah. So if you say that you are part of this family, you shouldn't send me to your house and be gossiping about me at all.
Then you must leave this place.
If you say, right, say, so when you join, when we were here and things were doing, when you went up, you couldn't say that, oh, Sisiano, you're tough, Fide, Fide for Frobia Bass, may say, a boy Jumarov, why can you not go and say this one?
Yeah.
You must fellowship regularly. Say amen.
Yeah.
You must fellowship. Where do you need to fellowship?
Proverbs 27, verse 17. Proverbs 27, verse 17.
Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Iron sharpeneth iron.
You see, I've been talking about bringing Bible to church up to now. People still don't bring it. Yeah. But you see, when you are in the house, it is not all the children that listen to the father.
There must be stubborn children. Oh, there must. Your house, even if you are two, one is stubborn, one is good. So there must always be stubborn children to who be who will not even do anything.
Are you in Proverbs 27, verse 17? It says what?
Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend.
Let me tell you.
If I am iron and you are also an iron, I need you. And you also need me. Before I can be sharpened, I need you. You alone as a knife, you cannot sharpen yourself. You need,
you see somebody sharpening at the back there. Yeah, very nice. You see, nice one. Yeah. Ekodo.
Yeah. If a knife is there alone,
listen, don't mind anybody talking. So somebody came to church to come and distract you.
Some people have been sent. Listen to me. Some people have been sent. Yeah, to come and take your mind off the yeah, they've been sent by the devil.
Let me say it properly. Don't let me miss my words.
So be careful of the person who is sitting by you. The person has been sent from hell to make sure you don't listen to the preaching that is coming. So be careful. So as you are sitting down and you are listening, be praying in your head, Father, in the demon that is. Somebody will tell, oh, look. That look, no.
It's taking you away. Amen. Sister, my reverend, my bog where this are.
So I was saying that a knife alone cannot sharpen itself. If you say you are part of this church, listen, you cannot, that is when you say you are part of the church, listen to me. When you say you are part of the church, it means that we have added you to our calculation. That is why I get angry when you don't come to church. I can explain to you. To those of you who you are plenty in the house, before they cook, they ask how many people are in the house. They don't just cook like that. If we are eight, we know that the rice, we are cooking 8 cups or 8 kilos.
Of your annual house, there are four. They eat 5 kilos.
Sir, the small one is 5 kilos. The handbag one. Yeah, there are four. Father, mother, 2 children. If you see them, if I tell you that this day, you don't believe it. And you may join you. Sapankwan 5 kilo no. I'm going to Juma. Motunyuam ye. Yame. Yeah. 8 kilos. So we have to find out whether, you see, because if this is the family, these are my daughters. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you understand? And then this one has traveled. You see, and we are 4. 4 plus father, 5. We cook 10 kilos. Do you see? And you are traveling. And you don't tell us that you are traveling. And we cook 10 kilos. The food will spoil. Or maybe we know that these are 3 girls. We cook 10 kilos, we eat. Then visitor, you have joined us. You have worried us for the night. So my girl who eat 2 kilos, now I have to eat 1.5 kilos. And then she will not grow well. She'll be malnourished. So we add you to our calculation. So you cannot just be there and tell me that I didn't come to church last week. Yes, this is what I mean. If you not come to church, you should pick your phone. Hello, Reverend. Reverend. Where's the phone? Reverend. Last Sunday, last Tuesday when I was going to school, then when I crossed the road, then my leg entered a certain pit. Then, Kayla, you don't know what happened to her. She entered the pit, and then they brought her out. So because of that Sunday, I can't come to church. So I'm telling you this. Then I know that I didn't add you to my calculation. Yes. Don't joke with what I'm telling. You see, that is why when you don't come to church and you don't say anything, it's rude. It's evil. If you say you are a member, but you are a member of this church, you are going to secondary school, I don't know. I hear no, they say you have gone. You are in Odobin Primary SHS office, girl. You are fetching water for headmaster to bath. Hey! I'm here now. They said you have gone to Tepa because your grandfather says he's about to die. He has to see you before he dies. Hey, no, you have to tell us. If you are traveling, don't you tell your family members. I am asking a question. Don't you tell your family members you are traveling? You tell your family members. So yes, and you. But if this is a family and you are traveling, and we don't. Look, you stand up. Gladys, stand up. This is a family member who has traveled. How many years now have you traveled? A lot of. She has traveled for a long time. This morning she came. She said she wants to see me. But you see, when you were traveling, you didn't come and see me. You see, I'm explaining. As you are a family member, we cannot come and we said that. Where is Achu? They say Achu has gone to Marvin's house. It's not done. It is never, never done. You can't, if you say you are a family, you are. But you too, you can come here. Where is the pastor? Pastor has gone to Adan to go and see his ancestors. Because they're about to do Asafotufiam. So they need me to come and pray for the town. Don't you think my hometown, but they need me to pray, especially now that has become a reverend. I can be here and then I'll get a call from my friend that Reverend, I just saw on Facebook that I say, yeah, Reverend, I'm about to do my this thing, my wedding there. I don't have a pastor, so but the wedding will be taking place at Drobo in Borno East. Then I've packed my things. He called Drobo. It's not done. This is why wake up. When we come for family meeting, we don't sleep. This is a family meeting. All put your hands together for Jesus for the family meeting. Sit down. Yeah. This is a family meeting. Every Sunday when we gather, it's a family meeting. So we fellowship regularly. Regularly. Anything that is not done regularly is not a good thing. Anything that is not done regularly, the thing spoils. Example is your heart. Your heart beats regularly. Boom, boom, che, boom, che, boom, boom, che, boom, che, boom, boom, che, boom. That's how your heart has been beating the first day you arrived up to now. The day your heart decides that it is going boom, boom, boom. You should know that you are about to die. Anything that is not regular, I'm using the word regular. Your son is crying. Anything that is not what regular. Young people, listen to me. That is dangerous. You, the sisters who are growing up, eh?